This episode of the
K-Guns Last Kicker
is brought to you by
Guy's Note
and Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
The Jerry Jonestown Massacre contains graphic material, including offensive language, partial nudity, and completely ridiculous thoughts and opinions that shouldn't be expressed or shared by anyone. Listener discretion is advised.
And now coming at you from the Temple of Eye, just on the outskirts of where the West begins,
it's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre!
Show number 598. It is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024, and we are once again not in the temple.
Yeah.
We are in the Spectacle Sound Shack.
The compound.
The compound. The Spectacle
One
compound.
One of the compounds.
Yes. Over Hidden. In Dallas, at a place that even if we wanted to tell you what it was called, we couldn't.
Because we don't know the name.
We don't know the name. We can just tell you that there's a lot of big-time bands that practice in here, and then us.
It's a speakeasy of talent.
Except for when we play Korn.
Except when Korn comes in here.
Then every-
it's like, oh, they're letting garage bands back
oh,
in.
Neat. Or they all go, oh, it must be that time of year. Yep.
Yeah.
It's coming up on Halloween. Oh, happy Tuesday, Matt.
Happy Tuesday, sir.
So you've already podcast today.
Yeah, I've already podcasted, and you just made me a liar because I told them we weren't doing the show.
Oh, I just thought you said we weren't doing it live because we weren't going to do
it
live.
Oh, I might have said that. Hopefully yeah. I did. If I said that, then we're in the clear, right?
Yeah, because
he can't
said,
be sued.
He said y'all do it live every Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you said, except this Tuesday, we got to do
Spectacle corn. Practices. Or corn practices.
Drag the ocean corn practices.
Drag the spectacle testicles practice.
That, exactly, all of that.
Yeah, so I did do old Andrew's show this morning. That's early, man. He's got some huevos to try and pull this off.
I'm kind of proud that you were over there that early.
It was crazy, man. The only reason, because I felt bad about not going to his award show.
Yeah.
Because I'm like legitimately felt bad. Not fake felt bad. But like, oh shit. Like I didn't put two and two together that it was the award show and it was there were bands playing and stuff like that. I just assumed it was some kind of for some reason I thought it was a charity deal that he was doing to try to keep one of the bars open. No, and I was wrong.
That's already happened.
So, yeah, and so I kind of felt guilty, and I was like, man, I need to start waking up earlier anyway. So I was like, you might as well just I was up late the night before. I was like, it'd be easy to just go ahead and just go over there and go ahead and do the show with Andrew in the morning and check out his scene. Because I also was curious, too, what his format, like what he was kind of doing and how he was pulling it off. If he was doing canned stuff, because I hadn't talked to him about it, you know?
Yeah.
And, boy, yeah, that's early.
It was nighttime.
It was still dark when I started to drive over there. And I was like, hold me.
So you were in my realm. Like, that's.
Yeah.
That's
when
you
get up.
When I get up.
It's exactly what I felt like. I was like, man, this is when Dustin gets up every day.
Yeah. And it was, it came across good. It was funny. 10 seconds to racism.
Yeah. Yeah.
That cracked me up. I was like, okay, let's see. I'm going to put a counter on for different aspects.
For someone says something that's racist?
Yeah.
What was it? What was it said?
I think it was something
about... It was
him,
wasn't it? Wasn't me. I think I've trained myself to not step in the racism
No,
trap.
It was you.
It was me.
Because you asked if there was... He talked about India landing a rover
right.
on the moon.
That's right.
He asked
right.
if there was curry there yet.
On the moon?
On the moon.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I was like, all right, here we go.
Well, it's funny because he's doing a show about stories, like news stories is what he's kind of doing, hitting local and some national topics real quick, right? That's kind of tricky, though, when you're also adding in lives. Like, you got to keep your head in the game a little bit more than just doing your typical podcast because you also got to have these call-ins. And then he's also playing the – well, I won't give the show away. You need to listen to the show because it's entertaining. It'll get you caught up with what's going on. Like, with the weekend coming up, I would probably listen to it on Thursdays.
Well, and I've called in the last couple of Thursdays with a weekend calendar.
Yeah, see – That's a really good part of the idea. Like, I like him doing it and going into the bars and selling that. And I hope he is successful at doing it, because I could be homeless here in a few weeks if I don't make some good money. So it might be what we have to do pretty soon.
Just start doing that every morning.
But he does it so quick. That's the only thing that sucks, is you want to talk about some of the things that got brought up. Like, I had a couple of questions about some of the stories, and I was like, but.
I think at minimum it should be 30 minutes.
I do too.
And I think it should be, because you don't have time to talk the hot topics. Like, even when I've called in, he's thrown a topic at me or two, and I'm like, well, we barely even scratch the surface of what really happened.
Yeah.
Of this situation, like when the guy fell down the well at the silos and stuff. It was like, that was the big story of that morning when I called in. I was like, oh yeah, I've been down those silos. I shoot at those silos, yeah. Do photo shoots down there and stuff all the time. And yeah, it's scary as hell. But then it was like, oh, well, we got to move on. We got to do this. We got to do that. Yeah. It's like, well, geez, we're just, yeah. I thought we were having a conversation here. What's going on?
Yeah, that's the thing, is the format that he's going for, he's kind of blending in a morning radio show with a podcast, and that's going to be a tricky dance to maneuver.
Now, you want
to
know my gripe?
But you're correct on the 30 minutes. He needs to at least make it 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
I believe,
and you know, if you have a good guest that you actually want to talk some stuff to, push it to 45. People will stop. You know, make the interview at the end.
Local A-lister, yeah. You want to definitely go longer than 20 minutes.
Because
right?
You want to make it worth their time.
Yeah.
Like I was wondering if you'd come in here and go, well, I drove all the way over there and I only sat there for like 10 minutes.
I've thought about it.
Like, I took 2 hours out of my time.
Yeah.
And out of my day, and I only sat there for 10 minutes. You know? And
yeah. It was funny getting right back in the car and driving right back home after it.
Like,
all right,
okay.
I just went to 7th Street, right there at 7th Street, and then turned around and came right back
into the Forge area or whatever the hell they call it.
Yeah, I saw the guys that were running from that running club down there, the running store. I saw them when I was coming in, and then when I came out, I saw them on another block, and they were still running. I was like, God.
Wow, that was a quick podcast. So, now, here's my only gripe.
I didn't say cunt.
No. Now, like, he threw that out there, too. You had to be PG. But my only gripe is he's numbering these in his regular sequential podcast order.
No, doesn't count.
So
these should be .5s or
These
ones.
Should be different. Like, a daily show should be one count, and your full show should be a number count.
If you're going to keep numbers for both, you need to compartmentalize both of them.
Yeah,
have one.
You
set
can't
of
just keep
data
compiling them all as one number and be piling your episodes up, because, like, within a few months, you'll be like, oh, it's episode 900, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
yeah, because you did it every day.
Yeah. Is there an advantage to saying that you have more shows than you do?
No. I mean, it's just
it's just
longevity. Like, yeah. when you tell someone, you know, like us, we're about to approach 600. That,
yeah,
technically it's 600 weeks.
Yeah.
So
how many years is that?
13 and a half, right? Because we're somewhere around there, 13 and a half.
How many? Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like that. You can't count that, unless he needs to count his weekly show. Like you said, he needs to do two, one for his regular show and one for the other. I think that might be cheating if you count it as for your numbers, for your totals.
Yeah.
Because if we did that, I would just start throwing in our demos, like music demos and stuff. Say, well, we played it on Tuesday, like, yeah. So that's a number.
Here's a 5-minute show real quick we can put up. Here's a number. Here's a number. Yep. Here's a number. I mean, we do have .5s that were full-on shows that we didn't even – that aren't even in our numerical system. So we actually –
don't want anyone to find those, though.
Well, some of them were actually stuff, like actual real stuff. I think technically we have like 600 – almost 630 shows done.
Yeah.
With all the .5s thrown in there.
It's crazy when you meet every week how quick it adds up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It still feels new to me, which is weird. You know, it feels like I feel like a new podcaster still.
But we've gone through three election cycles.
That's another nutty thing. I was listening to No Agenda this morning, and they were talking about their election cycles that they've been through, and they'd been like, was it 13 or something like that?
Yeah, they've gone
something
through
crazy.
A bunch.
It was a lot
because they've done. They're
I was
on
wondering
their
17th
year.
How many of ours is? If you're counting, are you counting the midterms too? Or
no? So just presidential cycles. Obama second.
We saw that.
Okay, we saw that. Then
that's wild.
Then okay, and we commented on it. Everything we were in there that night that Obama won the second.
Yeah.
Then Trump was the night that all hell broke loose. Then the next night was Biden, or the next year was Biden, and now we're on this
four.
One.
So
this will be our fourth one.
Damn.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty freaking crazy.
That's nuts.
Wow. Anyway, so yeah, we're here. We're out here in the.
It seems like forever
Dallas.
Ago that Obama was our president, doesn't it?
It really does. And he doesn't look good.
I think he's stressed. There's a lot of stuff that there's a lot of people that say if the Republicans take everything, then everybody's fucked. Like, I know that Trump has come out and said that he's not going to do retribution. Like, his retribution, he said, would be success.
Yeah.
But if
I don't think it's just why does everybody go straight to doom and gloom on either side? Like,
oh, it's insane.
They don't have
the
power.
Did you watch sports this weekend? Did you do any sportsing?
Formula One.
Besides, I'm talking about straight up.
Ate it all.
Okay, baseball, basketball, or football? Did you do any?
Football, a little bit of college, because
it was every other commercial.
Yeah.
And every single other commercial.
Like, that you get up in the mornings early,
yeah.
Turn on Fox 4 News, and every commercial break is Ted Cruz versus Colin Allred. Yeah.
I don't know why they think that's appealing to people. All that does is make you mad at both of them. Like, I don't want either one to win now because they made my ears bleed.
Yeah. I don't want either one of them to win. I'm not a fan of either one of them.
Oh, man. It's like
I'm tired of both of them.
The other day, I was listening. I think it was Kamala's, one of her commercials, or I'm pretty sure it was one of hers, but it was like something crazy like, do you not agree with the rape and destruction and whore that'll continue? Like something crazy like that. If Trump gets in, like I think this week we're in for a lot of Trump's Hitler again because they're out of bullets. They got no pun intended. And TSA, we have a podcast and we make jokes.
Well, and they
Homeland Security.
They fucked up the last 2 days bad.
They really have.
The church thing.
Yeah.
And at the rally and calling that guy
calling
out
that
for
guy
saying,
out. Yeah.
You know,
and then Trump
Jesus
made it,
is Lord.
And then the next day, Trump capitalized on that. Or was it Vance? It was Vance.
Both of them.
It was
them
like,
did.
Yeah, okay, good. That's right. Or something like that.
And then Trump was like, yeah, we welcome, come on to our rallies. We welcome all Christians to our rallies and blah, blah, blah. And then the next day, she goes to a Baptist church. You heard about that, right?
Yeah.
She went to a
Baptist
church.
She's still not
church.
Over the disaster that she caused with black males.
So she went to, well, and that was Obama.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're mad at her for it because, like, she, in a way, has been doing the same thing, playing the same card. It's like she's trying to toss it. Like, she wants to lose it.
It's very weird. Like, there's something weird going on. Like, what are her advisors doing? That dinner banquet, the comedy one where
why she didn't show up, the one she didn't show up at?
She did that weird recording with
it was terrible, too. Wasn't even good.
A Saturday Night Live character that's 50 years old.
Exactly. Who, if you're not Gen Z or a boomer, nobody knows who that is.
No.
And she's done that a few times. She's done that with Usher. Like, she thinks Usher's the newest and coolest. No, he's not. He's great.
Well, Usher, if you go back and you look a few months ago, Usher said, they straight up said that, you know, asked him and he's like, I'm not really a fan of hers. I'm not really a fan of what's going on. Then the Diddy stuff started coming out. And all of a sudden,
gosh.
She's showing up at, he's showing up at her rallies and dancing and praising her name.
Yeah.
This Diddy thing.
It's going to be big, isn't it?
We probably will never. It's like Epstein, but there's a lot of people that suddenly are under
control.
There's a guy I work with that's been following it all.
Yeah.
Because he's just fascinated with it. And it's not like a conspiracy theorist. He's actually following it to see like the names that have been mentioned. Like he's been tracking where they are in the world. And like Jay-Z and Beyonce are in Venezuela right now. hoteled up. You can't get extradited if you're in Venezuela. And they're involved in the Diddy stuff.
Wow. You know, there's some crazy theories about them too now. Like, my daughter was telling me, my youngest, she was like, have you heard da-da-da-da?
Started. What?
Yeah, it's insane. It's funny.
How did she fall in this?
Because she watches that garbage programming that they put on TikTok and all the other streaming services that kids get into that they shouldn't be watching. That's why.
That's awesome.
She was saying she was following this. She was telling me that Jay-Z and Beyonce had someone killed. It was someone recent, too. I can't remember who it was. But it was someone recent, and it was
Is it the
like,
kid from One Direction that just...
No, it wasn't. Because
they're at the same hotel.
In Venezuela?
In Venezuela.
He was down there, too? In Venezuela?
They're both down there, yeah.
Is there something going on? Why are they in this communist country that's in chaos right now?
Wait, he wasn't in Venezuela, though. He was in Buenos Aires, wasn't he? Brazil?
Which one? The One Direction guy?
The One Direction guy.
I just saw that story this morning and barely glanced over it. I Twitter read it.
Someone
I didn't really read it.
Someone, I think it was like when it all went down, TMZ said that, you know,
did you hear
Jay-Z
all the
and
shit
Beyonce
he had
are in the same hospital or in the same hotel as he was, and I was like, "What?
Did you hear all
That's
the stuff
weird.
In that guy's system?"
Mm-mm.
He had like crack. He had this pink Coke. He had
what is pink Coke?
I'm assuming it's a form of crack, like it's a pure, like it's some kind of crack.
Is it like that rare pink Pepsi they release every once in a while, or Crystal Pepsi?
Crystal
like
Pepsi,
it's just different.
I didn't hate Crystal Pepsi, man. It wasn't as good as New Coke. But it was cool. Like I enjoyed drinking. It was a nice fresh tasty beverage.
I thought Crystal Pepsi was good.
I wish I could remember who she said Jay-Z and Beyonce murdered. And she had she said that I'll have to ask her. I'm going to screw it up and then start a rumor, and then the next thing I know I have Jay-Z rapping about Jerry Jonestown.
Yeah, and Rockefeller Records knocking at the door, being all like some hitmen from it.
Yeah.
He's got connections to Jerry Jones. They're here almost every year for a game.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to keep my mouth shut on this. But it's amazing how many people they say in the two with the Epstein, or not Epstein, Weinstein, right? He's the one that's in pretty bad shape, but he's in prison waiting trial, or the trial's going on.
He started the Me Too. Me Too started with his conviction.
The two events, Diddy and him, that man, talk about a game changer if they come out. Like if someone comes out and has information about that, or if they make it public. I kind of agree like you. I think that the agencies are going to do – they're going to use it for blackmail. And like you said, we're not going to ever know the full list because they want it – because it's important people and they're going to use it for blackmail.
It's really weird. The Usher link is very strange. Like I forgot who it was. It may have been TMZ that was playing some video of him months ago. You know, not going for Kamala and everything, and then
I remember us talking about how
him
like,
being away from it. Then all of a sudden, he's dancing around that gray.
Yeah, it's money.
Whatever.
You know, he got paid, or he got a visit. Like you said, he got a visit from a guy in a suit. Said, "Hey, we think you're going to support Kamala." And he's like, "No, I'm not." And you're like, "Well, yeah, you are.
If you support it, you'll be. What do they call it? When you get all your charges dropped, or your
You'll be. You're talking about. Yeah, we need our chat room now.
Yeah, this is when we need the chat room.
I know you're talking about. It's like when you give your testimony, but you're protected.
Yeah,
What's it?
You'll be innocent. There will be no charges. You'll be all good.
Until they need you again.
Yeah. Yep.
And when they're done with you, you just get a visit from old Hillary.
22 to the head.
Yeah.
But you've hung
mess,
yourself.
Though. Yeah. They're a mess, though. Like you were saying, the
Baptist Church thing blew my mind.
Yeah, that
like,
and then
you go to the she chews out that guy at the rally. Then the next day for spin control, they take her to a church, and then the partitioners of that congregation
mm-hmm.
are talking to her and they're asking her about it. She gets heated and has the police force that's there to protect her drag members of that congregation out of their own church. And there's video of it everywhere. And it's like, what are you doing? Like,
I think they're either have thrown in the towel completely or they're going to cheat and they know it. Like, that's the only, but the thing is, there, you have a lot of Democrats now that are starting to freak the fuck out because all the numbers already in the past 2 days in Texas alone, and they're saying it's happening at all the other early voting districts, that the numbers are, like, I saw that Tarrant County's was 58,000. 58,000 the first day.
And a lot of people have been talking, like, at least on my news feed on Facebook, like, the lines being like an hour, hour and 40, yeah, 2 hours long to get in. And there's a lot of people that are excited about it, and then there's a lot of people that are equating that to a Kamala win.
It could be.
It could be. Who knows? But I'm like, guys, you need to tap the brakes because statistically, it could be pretty even, because right now is usually the time when a bunch of old people go and get their early voting out of the way. And a lot of times old people in this area are, like, that boomer generation is very Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So just let everything roll. You saw they were having issues in White Settlement?
Yeah.
The machines, and they've Tarrant County put out a press release today.
That's the one I read that said we had 58,000 people that that it is there is a lot of people that are voting early, but the I don't understand what, like, if I remember correctly, you go, you make your selection, and then you print off your selection, and then you go, hey, you're like, you turn it all in, kind of like in a little trash can or something.
You put it in the machine, it records it, and then it goes away. Well, what's happening over there is when people make their digital selection, the print off is flipping.
Yeah, that's,
and they said it was one machine and it was flipping both ways, so it wasn't just flipping.
So it was an error.
Flipping a Republican to, you know, Democrat votes, it was doing it both ways. And supposedly those people had their ballots voided and either did them manually or went to the other machine, and that machine was getting looked at. But it was just one machine over there in White Settlement.
You know, there's no way we're going to know who our president is before 2025.
I have a feeling it's going to be like Bush Gore.
I do too.
Where we did not know the night.
Look at the way that Democrats have behaved in the last 3 years. Like, even if it's a blowout, they're going to do some shenanigans and try to hold things up as much as possible.
Both sides are going to say there was tampering somehow. Either, like, I can see the Democrats saying, or the Republicans saying that the Democrats, it's the ballots, it's the mail-in ballots. They had all these extra ballots and blah, blah, blah. Or these ballots weren't counted, or, you know, someone inside trashed them like they did last time or whatever. Like, why did that guy ever get arrested? Anyway.
Which one? The lady?
Kid.
There was a lady that got arrested finally.
Well, there was a kid that early 20s, that said when he was manually counting ballots, he took all the Republican ballots and threw them away, and he was proud of it and didn't give a shit what happened to him. He posted all over social media and everything.
Did they kill him?
I don't know. I don't know if he ever got arrested.
See, that's the thing that's so funny, is that would get you killed in some other countries.
Oh, yeah.
These kids don't understand that we're not that far. There's not that many steps from where we're at to being in a country that's like that.
Or, you know, someone reading about that being like, go get him. I mean, we had a president that did drone strikes on American soil. So,
and also you've had a president that's dropped several hints about F-16s being used against its own citizens. Fuck you, man. Like, it's good riddance to the Democrat Party the way it is right now. They need to reinvent themselves and come back like the old school progressives and do it right. This garbage that they keep getting tied into. All these, and they need to freaking get locked. They got to fix the situation with the lobbyist.
They need to go back to the time when they invented the Klan.
They really
don't start there and build their way back.
That
here.
One got me. They really do.
They really
what?
No.
Yeah, but they do. They need to look at the past, though. That's why you have history books. Is you learn from your mistakes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't just learn from one mistake. Oh, we shouldn't have done slavery. No, you look at everything, at all the things that we've done, and you try to learn from them and get better. And it's like all of a sudden the answer is paper ballots. That's the answer. Like, go back to analog. If you want to do it, go back to analog. How come we had results earlier back in those days, except for the counting the hanging Chad one?
Yeah.
But usually our votes were done, like, you knew who was president before you went to bed.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever see that again.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I'm just ready. I'm like you, man. I'm ready for this damn thing to be over with.
I'm so ready for it to be over with. Like I don't care who's where, doing what, however now.
Done.
Just get it done.
Yeah.
And stop beating my head over the me over the head with all this stuff. I don't care. I don't care that Donald Trump went and worked at McDonald's for a day. Like, I don't even understand that. But okay.
I don't understand why people are so upset about it. That's the thing. I'm like, what is it? Why are people upset? Like, I don't remember people. Well, actually,
it was a photo op. Well, everything's a photo op with all those people.
Oh, yeah. Ask everything. AOC down at the border with her cry shot, but she's going.
That is like,
that's a stage shot. Like, everything that politicians do is staged.
Nancy Pelosi with her Indian headdress.
Remember when they all took a knee in the Capitol tundra or something? All the Democrats with
that
the
was all
African
staged?
Garb on.
Like, everything a politician does is staged.
Yeah. That's all so built funny out. When you heard everybody yelling about what Trump did, like it's a publicity stunt. Well, yeah, that's exactly what it was. A publicity stunt, and that's what politicians do. And for Democrats to kind of whine about a publicity stunt, they're the king and queens of publicity stunts.
And get over it. Stop being upset about it. It's given us so many awesome memes.
There are some great memes.
The one about this looks like the worst season of The Bear ever.
Also, just the image of it, though, like, think about that. If that, I know it's staged. It could never really happen in real life. But what if you pulled up to a McDonald's, bong ripped, about 420. We'll say 420. You're like, you know what? Let's celebrate 420, and then we'll go
get some
burgers
fries.
And get some fries or something. Yeah. And you pull around, and there's, can I get your order? What was the name?
Well, first off, they're not going to let any car just through that drive-thru.
It's Secret fun Service to imagine,
gonna, yeah, but it's fun to imagine. But there are times that celebrities do it, and like, I remember, David
was
Letterman
it
did it on his show just for
remember
the hell of
50
it.
50 Cent went in there and gave everybody like $1,000?
Yeah.
Like, here you go. Here's some money.
Here. Yeah.
And he just walked up out of nowhere. Like,
they did
buddies.
It with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Like at Burger King or something. Like, people were pulling up going, you're Tom Brady. What the fuck? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
They
man.
Do
it's
it all
weird.
The time.
That's the thing. Liberals right now are so confused that they're confusing me with their anger. I don't understand. Like, it's hard for me to empathize with them because I don't understand
that's
what
the party
angry
that's
about.
Supposed to be peaceful.
Well, see, that's what I was saying
and
about
chill.
How I bet we get a lot of this week is going to be a lot of Trump is the devil and Hitler because that didn't work, obviously.
Well,
and she's been getting more and more pissed.
I thought this was the time of joy.
Well, she threw that out the window, man. It wouldn't work.
She's been screaming a lot lately.
She has.
It's like, but this was the time of joy. And like,
mind.
But
that'll
the whole... She's too old for that.
Would that be your one question for her if you had a question? You ragging still?
Are you... How menopausal still? Or are we... Hot flash?
Dusty, or are we ragging? What?
Huh?
Get out of here.
Can you still get wet?
That's disgusting. Get out of here. Actually, she'd probably be like, yeah.
I don't know what I'd ask her.
I know what I'd ask her.
If I was serious, like, if we had access to both of them to sit down for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Which one?
Either both, one.
Either
but,
one.
But I don't know what I would ask her. I don't know.
Her? I'd ask if
what
she
are your
fucked
policies?
Dr. Dre, like how Dr. Dre was, and who in the Dog Pound and,
well, I'm out.
And Death Row Records, who banged you?
You.
That's what I'd want to know.
Did you take all of the lynch mob or just Ice Cube?
Was Ice Cube, did he get weird when everything's got kind of strange with him and Dre
while
you're banging both of them?
Yeah, what's and did Montel Williams get mad? Like,
I don't think Montel is like I don't think he's doing the right thing by trying to say how great she is.
Is he? I haven't seen anything.
I think he's one of the. I think he's white knighting her.
Is he really?
I think so.
I haven't seen anything from him. So I was like, maybe he's just. I mean, that guy could have bought a country by now. He probably, or his own island.
Yeah, he must not be the brightest star in the sky.
Although I think he does have a lot of ex-wives, doesn't he?
Well, he was carting around too when they got the picture of Kamala.
Yeah.
Or it wasn't wives. It was just Kamala and the other stripper.
Yeah.
I think she was a stripper.
No, I think she was. I think that's...
I don't know, man. It's so up in the air. I have no take on it, really. Like, I don't know. I've told... Several people have asked me, like, you know, how people will ask you, what do you think is going to happen? And I just look at them and say, I got no idea, man.
I don't have any idea.
There's things have happened in our government in the last 3 years that I never thought I would ever see. Like, I never thought I would see. Did you hear about this attorney? Lynch? How she was she's suing the Department of Defense, the U.S. Department of Defense, for Iran. She used to be in the executive branch of government with Obama, right? I think that was her.
Yeah.
It was either Obama or the end. I think she quit when Trump got elected.
Yeah.
In.
I did see this thing about her suing the Defense
Can
Department.
You imagine that? Like the nerd, like it's insane what we're finding out that these politicians have been doing in these business relationships they have all over the world because of specifically because of the industrialization of the military. It's all it is.
Well, that's
the industrial complex of the military.
That's just the way it's always been, and it's just weird.
And it's what really makes you sad is when you look into just how intertwined we are and all that. We're the bad guys of the world.
Oh yeah,
like we're the empire.
Yeah,
we're not Jedi's.
No,
we're not
the rebellion anymore.
Right. No. We might not even be as we might be worse than the empire. We might be the new one. Was it the
new order?
Yeah, the new order.
Could be slowly going towards the new order.
Chaos.
Maybe Bush was the end of the empire and
yeah,
Obama brought in the new order.
And you got to think the rest of the world at some point is going to be like, think about it. So everybody thinks that North Korea is the dickheads, right?
Or Iran,
right? That's pretty much around here.
Hezbollah.
If you say, who's the dickheads?
No, I'm sorry. Russia's the dickheads. We're back in that time.
We're back to Russia being the dickhead. But
Russia's the biggest.
Right now, if you ask the rest of the world who the dickhead is, they're going to say the United States.
Well, you want to hear something funny?
Sure.
Not really funny, but I follow this guy on Twitter because he's a British guy. And he does this thing every week to where it's the top five global headlines you didn't hear about this week.
Oh, yeah. I look at those guys that post that.
And this kid is pretty cool. So since we're worried about what McDonald's, Trump's at, or what church
Kamala's
at.
I think I know
Kamala's
where you're
about
to go with this.
Number five, the U.S. used a B-2 bomber and dropped the largest bombs ever on Yemen.
No, I did not know that. When did that happen?
Now, these are
this week?
Not nuclear, not atomic.
That happened this week?
This week. We're bombing Yemen.
So it's like those
with our own
busters.
B-2.
That.
Yeah. I mean, there's photos of it and everything, but the biggest bombs in our inventory that are not nuclear or atomic, we're dropping on Yemen.
What is going on?
And there's all sorts of links and stories to it.
Why?
Is
it? Did they find aliens there or something? Like, what's
Hezbollah?
Going on?
So Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Oh yeah, Yemen's one of them terrorist filled.
Yeah,
one of them terrorist countries.
Hezbollah in Lebanon hit Israel's prime minister Netanyahu's home with a drone.
I heard about that.
Now that did get through because it's his home.
There's one story I'm waiting for you to get to, I think, that's on there.
Number three, the U.S. is sending troops to Israel to operate new air defense systems that are also being sent. So now we got troops. Well, we already had some in Israel.
Yeah, like
but
2 weeks
more.
Ago, they did their first deployment, right?
Yeah.
It was like 2,000
so
men.
Sending more.
Does it say how many men?
No, it just says sending troops. That's all it says. I bet you if I went in here and looked, because he puts links to everything.
Yeah.
But unlike some morning shows around here that read the story on the air as they're learning about it.
Yeah. Well, he'll get his news department set up pretty
he'll
quick.
He'll get his producer to gather all the stories for him at like 3 a.m. Iran has ended all communications with the U.S., both direct and indirect.
Yeah.
And number one, Russian President Putin has met with the new Iranian president, Massoud Pezeshkian, or whatever. So they're teaming up.
Yeah. We're headed to the mushroom party. Like, the big, fun desert sun.
It's just weird. Like, I don't know.
Blowing things up.
So there was another thing I had saved here, going back to the Diddy thing. There's a TikToker that covered all this Diddy parties. She was there.
Yeah, I heard about her.
She gave a list of all the attendees and celebrities that were there at the party she was at. And she put this out like in March, and they found her dead a few weeks later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes you wonder.
Yeah. No bueno, man.
Yeah.
That's the thing too, though, is so with the election going down like it is and all the global geopolitical storms that are ablaze right now, I mean, we pretty much found out this week that Israel is going to do a pretty massive attack pretty soon against Iran. And we get with all these meetings and stuff going on with Putin, and then you got North Korea running their mouth about how they want to get in the game and send troops to Ukraine to help Russians. All that stuff.
They've sent like 1,000, I think, already.
It's hard to see us getting out of this election without being unscathed.
Well, that would be the thing. I could see if Trump is having a huge lead, you know, and they see it in the polls and everything that he's definitely going to take it, that the Biden moves. Kamala party is like, well, let's just drive this thing into war.
Well, see, that's what I thought. Remember, we've kind of discussed that a few times about the Democrats. They're just trying to drive us to war because it's a big distraction from the evil shit that they've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
That could be what's going on. Because you got to think, Biden didn't give a shit. What's he got to live for? He says he loves his family, but does he really? He's been a pretty shit dad. He's been a pretty shit grandfather.
Yeah.
So it's not like we have the best type of moral people in the White House right now. We have a pretty morally corrupt Washington, D.C. right now.
Hey, and real quick, why are they dragging the corpse of Jimmy Carter everywhere?
I think because everybody's surprised.
Like, he really does look like a mummy.
He's over 100 now, right?
Yeah. But him, you saw the photos today of him in line to vote? Oh, my God. He looks like a mummy. Like they just opened a tomb and unwrapped these wraps, and you see this skin just stretched over bone.
He's like the vampire king that's in What We Do in the Shadows.
Kind of. Yeah. Kind of. I was blown away by this. Yeah. Let's see here.
I don't know much about Jimmy Carter except everybody bitching about him and everyone saying that Biden's worse than Jimmy Carter. Like, I don't know why everybody really... Oh, my gosh. He looks like Anne Heche.
Now?
No.
The day of.
Kind of does. How does that vote?
And what happened to Anne Heche? Did anyone ever explain why she was flailing her arms around and they were pushing her down back on the gurney?
But yet she died. They found her dead?
Yeah. That's the other thing that drives me nuts in the media right now. There's a lot of things that happen that we just never got to the bottom of. We're just like, Trump bad. Well, there's a meteorite that's about to destroy Earth. Trump bad.
Does Jimmy Carter's single vote matter that much? It's one guy. And I understand the whole the look of it, but the look of it scared the fuck out of me when I scrolled down and saw that picture of him.
Thought you were watching What We Do in the Shadows.
What is this?
Walking Dead, the new season.
What tomb did we just open? And where's Geraldo?
Oh, did you see Geraldo gave the bird to Trump too?
He's
all over the place. That guy.
Okay, I was watching.
He's an egomaniac.
I was watching the Vince McMahon documentary on
how is that?
I've been thinking about.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I'm not.
I'll probably go ahead and
I'm not gigantic wrestling man like a few of our friends are. But I was working on some stuff and I was like, you know, I'll put this on because it's just kind of in the background stuff. But it did suck me in. And, but the whole thing of when, Geraldo was being all, well, this is all fake. This is all fake for like, 2020 or whatever. And then they busted his, whoever it was just beat him up right there, hit him and beat him up and everything.
I remember when that happened.
And he's like, the doctor told me I lost 20% of my hearing with that one punch. Dude, have you never been in a fight?
He's
you stupid piece of shit.
It's funny. Those Fox people, man, I know he hasn't worked on Fox for a while, but since the election's been coming around, I've been watching a little bit. And that Sean Hannity cat, do you hear him? Like, he will throw in every single conversation that he's trained in jiu-jitsu, has been training his whole life. What do you think about that, ma'am? He also has to tell you every single time he gets a chance to that he's been handling firearms his whole life. I'm like, what? Who gives a shit? And you're not impressing anybody. You think you're appealing to the I guess he wants to portray an alpha male type figure or something for all his guests.
Anytime someone says that, I think of the Japanese or Chinese dude in Lethal Weapon 3. Or maybe it's Lethal Weapon 4, where he would, like, you'd pull a gun on him and he'd just disassemble the gun in your hand.
And aim it back at you.
Yeah, he'd just, like, and be like, uh-huh, what? And that's what I always think when people are like, I'm weapon trained and I can do this and that.
Yeah.
Oh, you can disassemble a gun in my hand?
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny how these news people are so over the top right now. They're kind of like Vince McMahon. They're over the top.
Man, and that guy.
That's the new WWE, is Fox News stories and CNN news stories and MSNBC. I don't see how they're in business anymore.
I don't understand how Vince McMahon wrote in several times that he was having affairs with these hot chicks and got to make out with them and feel them up and pretend like he was banging them and all this stuff. And his wife just went along with it. Like, was just like, yeah, this is cool. This is cool. Yeah, this is cool. It's absolutely amazing. Like, there was a whole storyline one year, or one era.
Was he a cokehead?
Probably. Well, he was.
Did they get into that?
Said no.
Just his performance enhancers.
He was just out of control. It's great watching because, you know, they're all trying to separate McMahon from Vince McMahon, his character in the WWE versus him as an individual. And everybody's like, no, it's they're the same person. And everybody's in it. Everybody's in it. Hulk, Cena, yeah. Rock, everybody's in it. It's cool. Sable, yeah. All the Trish, Stratus, whatever, all of them are in it.
China. Right? Oh, she's...
China's gone. Yeah.
She had a big clitoris.
She did.
It was nice looking, though. At least, like, you know how some women have... did you not... Maybe I saw the before picture.
It looked like a little penis.
Oh, I thought it.
Like, it had its own shaft and a little head.
I think it was just a real thick clit.
It looked like its own little penis.
She had good boobs too.
Well,
I was a fan of China.
Everybody does because they're all fake. They're all big giant, and they're firm and they perfectly round because
you can punch them and just
there's no fat around them.
It's the 60-year-old lady that gets the 21-year-old boob job. Oh, you remember the other week? I wanted to come back on the show because I think everybody was like, what the hell is he talking about? But I wanted to bring it back to you because you were confused, too, about something I said. And I remember what it was. Remember when we were talking? You brought up on the show a few weeks ago about Hillary Clinton and how she had looked like she had some work done?
Yeah.
Frazzle drip. That's what I was trying to bring up. I was like, well, there is the frazzle drip conspiracy where she cut off she had some lady or some teenage girl locked up and was slowly but surely cutting her face off and plastic surgery it on to her. That's what I was trying to think of.
It puts
and
the lotion
like,
on the skin.
I have no idea what you're talking about. And I was going, you remember when she was all trying to make the skin mask and stuff? And you're like, no, I don't.
It puts the lotion on the skin. That's bad.
Yeah. What's up, Peter?
Hi,
I
Peter.
Guess we need to quit.
Yeah, I guess we need to wrap this up so we can practice, huh? There was something else I was going to bring up. I don't remember what it was now.
Corn.
We're going to do Corn this weekend and Billy Idol.
Oh,
and then Soundgarden.
What's the cover? I felt like an idiot.
I think it's just $10.
Okay, cool. That's kind of what I thought.
We haven't really said it, but I think that's what it's going to be.
That's
hey,
what I
Peter.
Thought, so I didn't lie. You want to get on the show, Peter?
What
are your views on abortion?
What's the female version of a baculum?
It's fucking rad.
What are you,
Scott Baculum?
Yeah, it's like, what's the name of it? There is a female version of a baculum. Here. Female animals have a clitoris bone.
Wow,
am I catching you off guard?
Yeah, I'm so familiar with the male anatomy. The female anatomy is actually pretty foreign to me. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't think he's doing a bit right now.
I don't think he is either.
I've spent so much of my life dedicated to the craft of mastering male mammalian penile
hooks and curves.
All the hooks and curves. You know, from ducks and, well, they're not mammals, but, you know,
bowel
penises from ducks to echidnas,
uh-huh.
You know, is, you know, it takes up so much mental real estate. I haven't even really dedicated a lot of time to that. So in this case, Dustin, I'm actually going to default to your expertise here.
It's called the bowel bellum. Yeah. Bowel bellum or bowel bella. B-A-U-B-E-L-L-A. B-A-U-B-E-L-L-U-M.
No, please.
Balbella or Balbellum?
I want to take a moment to thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
For educating me on this this subject.
Now you know. We're trying to find China, the wrestler's Balbellum.
Is there a penis museum?
There's got to be a penis museum. There's that penis island over in Japan.
There is a penis island.
Yeah.
You need to start.
Well, I already have one.
We need to start a penis compound.
A penis museum.
Oh, an actual penis. Not just my house.
I forgot. I can't look at Pornhub here in Texas. So
well,
I can't.
They pulled the restrictions on.
No.
XXX porn. Just do XXX porn.
But is China sex tape up there?
It's got to be.
That's what I'm looking for.
It's got all the stuff that's on Pornhub.
Trying to find.
I thought if you just turn off your Wi-Fi that it doesn't. Also, since when does China have a sex tape?
She's in porn.
Oh my God.
This is a full-on.
That's unfortunate.
Girl on girl.
Yeah.
This is a full girl-on-girl thing.
I kind of like that she had a huge clit.
She did. She had like a little penis clit.
Yeah, she is. That thing was real oversized.
It looked like a little penis.
It did. That's a sign that she's on the roids, right? Doesn't the roids give you a monster?
I can't figure out which one.
It shrinks your nuts, but it gives women clit size.
Right.
Can't figure out in this video which one's
that's
China
basically
because they all look
dick.
Exactly the same.
The clit, that's the most sensitive part.
Isn't it like a little dick? This is coming from a healthcare professional, by the way.
I'm just
making the assumption that it's a little dick.
It's a little. I'd say it's a little dick. A little dicky.
Well, big clit is a little dick. Or it's a normal dick, depending on the person.
I forgot her first porno was called One Night in China.
Jesus. Again, that's... That's something.
And then she did Another Night in China, and then Another Night in China Part 3.
So she's been in three
pornographies. No, she's got like a bunch. I didn't know she did all this, but...
She went straight porn after wrestling, I think.
She was always on Stern, though.
So...
Did she off herself?
What are the other videos?
I think her body finally came
Holy
out.
Fook, We Too Low, Some Ting Wong, and Bang Ding Ow? Or...
I think so.
Bang, dang, ow.
There it is.
Right oh,
there.
No.
I mean.
We got to find it. That huge.
It looks like a finger, bro.
Well, that's the problem is that's post-steroids. When she did our first one, she was roided up. And that
she
thing
probably had that
stuck
that,
out.
She probably has also had that surgery that we talked about. We have a classic show, award-winning podcast.
That was labia shaving. That wasn't clit removal.
No, but they I thought there was also they were working on people's clits and shaping pretty much sculpting the perfect vagina.
Maybe they were, but I know it was the labia issue because some people have long-legged labias or one's longer than the other, like a dog's ear.
Different sized elephant ears, huh?
You ever walked in on that? Different size elephant ears?
I've walked into some flappers. I didn't check the sizes, but...
Ronda Rousey has a sex tape?
What?
Yeah, but this looks like her.
Well, it's been fun. I got to go, guys.
Yep.
Come to our show.
We're going to play this Friday night
at the
Cicada. But we're going to get together and we're going to practice now and hopefully have a decent show for you on Friday.
If not, we're going to kill ourselves.
Yeah. So. And if you're not there, you'll never see us again. And yes, don't forget about Bill Nye. He's got AIDS or something. I don't know.
He's a racist too.
Who cares? Why does he keep popping up lately?
Because he's running his mouth. He went out and said that if you're interested at all in science and technology and things advancing, then you need to vote for Kamala Harris.
Doesn't he know? So, the oceans are rising.
The oceans are rising. Everyone dies.
Yeah.
Stubbs is gonna die.
You Stubbs is gonna die. All right. We're out of here. Till next week.
Bye. All right. Love you. Long time.